I'm so sorry I woke you up. I had a nightmare. No, don't turn the light on. Just go back to sleep. You have work in a couple of hours. Yeah, I'm fine. You sure? Work is in... Just snuggle me a bit. Yeah, just spoon me like you usually do. I always feel so safe in your arms. I don't really remember what freaked me out in it. That's the thing, is it didn't start out like a nightmare. It started out with... Anyway, I don't really want to talk about it. Just go back to sleep. Oh, baby, please don't make me. Because it's embarrassing. Oh, fine. We were having sex, okay? Details? I'm not giving you details, you perv. It was just sex. Now be quiet. I want to go back to sleep. No. If I tell you, will you let me go to sleep? Fine. Okay. We were in bed like this. Exactly like this, actually. We were snuggling, spooning. You're holding me close, pulling me back into you. My head is resting on your arm, and your other hand is resting on my hip. Yeah, just like that. You're very warm, especially your hands. So... In the dream, your one hand is on my hip, and I don't remember what we were talking about, but you started doing this little stroking motion with your fingertips along my hip. Yeah, sort of like what you're doing now. And then... Your fingertip slowly starts trailing up my side. But it didn't tickle in the dream. And then over my ribs. Then it starts to slowly cup my breast. And then it started to. Oh, yeah. Teasing my nipples. Pinching and... tugging like that. Oh. Then you started kissing the back of my neck. Whispering what you were going to. Making me so wet. Then, while you were doing that, my hand moved down the center of my body, creating a trail of goosebumps, sliding down until it got to my soaking pussy. But, just as I was about to slip inside, you grabbed my wrist, pulling my hand away, and in my ear you growled, "No, that belongs to me." I could have come from just that. Oh, your hip started to move against me from behind, and you started to shift your hips in small circles. And then, with your free hand, you tugged my hair a little, just so I remembered who was in control. Forcing my neck back so you could kiss my forehead. Just like that. Tenderly. Then your hand slipped down my belly, my back firmly against your front. I could feel your cock hard and throbbing at the back of my leg. Before you slid a finger between my damp slit, pressing gently, making small swirls around my clit. Fuck yes. Like that. My hips started bucking at your touch, feeling the pressure increase from your deft fingers. So, your hand pulled my leg over your flexing hip because you couldn't be patient anymore, and you knew I wanted you inside me so badly. Put your cock inside me. You were quick, your hard cock between my legs from behind before I could get my bearings, teasing my entrance. Yes, just as roughly as that. And then you slipped your thick cock into my pussy. Warm and insistent, deep and hungry, just fuck yes. Exactly like that. Can you feel how wet I am for you? Oh, my pussy is so wet for you. Please, baby, fuck me deeper. I want all of your cock. I can take it. Yes. My pussy belongs to you. Only you. Fuck. Hold my hips and just fuck me. I want you to use my body. Just like you did in the dream. I want you holding me close to you, moving slowly and languidly, your hands slipping between my thighs, making me tingle all over as you fuck me and play with my clit. In and out. Slowly. Letting me feel every inch. Feeling my walls yield to you. You know. I just realized what freaked me out in the dream. You said we were never gonna have sex again.